do you call, isn't there a fence area around the barn?
Oh, yeah, it's all under one big fence.
What did you call that fence area around?
Well, we just called it a lot.
Yeah. What'd you use it for?
Well, that's where we kept our animals when we had mules. If we were going to work and we didn't want to have to go down the pasture and get them, we just shut the gate to keep them enclosed. But when we wasn't working, we just closed the gate. We had to go down on the creek and we had a big pasture. So that's the way we worked there.
Let's see. Oh, did you have chickens?
Oh, yeah.
Where'd you keep them?
They had a chicken house. A dog chicken house.
Yeah.
That's where they roost. Of course, they just went everywhere.
Yeah.
They went everywhere. We lived in close to the creek most of my life. They just go down there and make their living on most of the insects.
Oh, really? Didn't have to feed them or anything?
Oh, yeah. We fed them the chicken. See, the eggs you get now, they're not fit to eat. I don't eat them. Oh, you didn't know that, did you?
No.
Oh, she heard Ralph Nader. They had him on the John Carson show about 2 years ago. He told him all about how to do it. And he's showing about those eggs, you know, when you break up eggs, it's factory eggs, they're factory eggs, you know.
Yeah.
They're growing in egg factory. You're breaking that yellow, it just spreads out.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And they're infertile.
Yeah.
All egg eat is a fertile egg, and he broke fertile egg, get raised. No, natural. That yellow just stood up. And you can't hardly break it.
Huh. Is that supposed to be better for you?
Better. It's the best thing in this world. Eggs is one of the healthiest things. You know, natural eggs. And there's a lot of people won't eat nothing but a fertile egg.
Yeah.
My daddy wouldn't eat one at all. He left the fertile.
Huh.
Well, infertile.
You know, you might be more comfortable if you sit in that chair. You look sort of uncomfortably on that stool.
No, people, they argue against natural things. But, no, see, this meat you eat's not natural. We raise our chickens, our turkeys, our guineas. We raise our hogs. Of course, my daddy slaughtered them, but I don't slaughter even nothing but a rat or a fly. I don't kill no wild. I don't do that.
Well,
we had our milk. We had our own butter.
Yeah.
We drink whole milk.
I bet that, you know, I've never had.
It's the best milk in the world.
Just plain, fresh milk like that.
You can't, it's against the law. They say it even sell.
Yeah.
It's got to be pasteurized, and when they do that, they eat it. And they kill it. They put you in a pot of boiling water for so long, you'd be dead, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's true.
They kill everything.
I don't understand it. I guess it's supposed to kill, you know, germs and stuff, but still.
Well, we're the healthiest kids in the world.
Huh.
And now they say whole milk poison.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it?
Well, it's weird if you believe it. Of course, you know, we believe what we want to believe.
Yeah, that's true.
But we've had the experience.
Tell me about slaughtering hogs. Did you ever watch your daddy slaughter hogs?
Oh, yeah.
Well, tell me about that.
No, I wasn't. About 10, 12 years old, last hogs we ever, I remember of. Oh, they'd shoot them. I don't like to talk about hearing them squealing. Sometimes they fail to kill them, you know, shoot them in the...
Mm-hmm.
And cut their throat while they're still alive. That blood just gushed out. You know, when we was little, young kids shouldn't have witnessed nothing like that.
Yeah.
Because it'll never leave you.
I've heard it's a real messy business.
Of course, I couldn't stand it. Man.
Yeah. Well, did he know, like, what cuts were...
Oh, yeah, he knew everything.